Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. The last one of the week. The Thursday edition.
Woo! Woo! Yay!
Let's get it right. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B rubbing his elbows. There's Gandhi and her mom and dad's house. There's Garrett. Hello. There's a straight Nate and Scary and Danielle. And there's Brody in the den. And his dog. Is it Drew?
That's his dad.
We can't hear you.
Oh, we can't hear you very well.
Here we go.
Oh, no, the poor guy.
You can't hear me at all?
Oh, that now was the best can. Couple of minutes of my life
oh,
right
I haven't
there.
Touched anything.
Oh, well, something scary. Scary didn't have you turned on, probably.
It was scary.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, today on the show, during Froggy's food news segment, we were talking about the food that's going to kill you and other foods that we sounded good. It seems like the foods that are going to kill you sounds like the ones you want to eat, right?
Yeah. All the ones you want to eat.
Yeah. So, Nate has a story. He went out to dinner, and what happened?
It was actually breakfast. Elvis,
okay.
We ordered breakfast and we were going to go pick it up from this diner, and we were trying this new diner out in our neighborhood, and I'm like, okay, I'll look at their menu, and I'm like, oh, they have this omelet with spicy sausage. Sounds great, right? There's all this other shit in there. So I go pick it up, get it home, and I open up the styrofoam container. I start eating it, and the spicy sausage wasn't spicy sausage. It was just a hot dog that they had
Stop.
Cut up and put in the omelet. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you're calling this the spicy sausage? So,
and it's a hot dog in your omelet.
It was just a Nathan's hot
check,
dog.
Check this out. On the streets of New York City, when you go to the Dirty Water Dogs places, you know, where they put the hot dog in with the umbrella above it.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you order a spicy sausage, all it is a larger hot dog with these little red dots in it. And it's a spicy hot dog. So maybe they were just giving you the soubrette version of what they
did. Did you have spicy little red dots?
Yeah, little red dots, yeah.
Regardless, when you order a breakfast meal, don't you assume sausage is something other than a hot dog?
You expect it to be made out of breakfast sausage.
Right.
Yes.
No matter what shape it's in.
Yes,
you know, I agree with you.
It's interesting, though. You can get other meats and omelets that you wouldn't expect. Like, I randomly ordered a turkey omelet one time, and it was delicious. It sounds awful and disgusting, but it was really good.
It's full of protein, too.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Turkey omelet would have been fantastic, but a fucking hot dog? Come on, that's just slacking off. I got to assume, like, diners all the time, they put that little substitution in there just because it's easy for them. Because they can't have everything on that menu at a diner.
Right. And you get upcharged.
Yeah, for a fucking hot dog. Sorry, I just had to complain about that. All right. I don't really know where this is going to go.
You know what? I tell you where this is going to go. I was reading today about the top 10 first world problems we've been experiencing this past year. So we think we've got it bad. So look, there are people starving around the world, and this guy's all pissed off because they put a hot dog in his omelet.
Yeah.
Really?
You would have been pissed off, too.
Well, I know. Okay, so this is a list from wherever. This is a list of the top 10 first world problems we've had during the past year. Number one, bad weather when you want to go for a walk. Number
that's
two,
bummer,
your glasses fogging up when you have a mask on.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It is so annoying. It really is annoying.
Number three, not being able to hear or understand people when they talk with their mask on.
Also annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I read lips until this all started. And I was like, whoa.
Waking up and not knowing what day it is. It's a big first world problem. Have we all had that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I rely on this show to tell me.
Another first world problem, your packages arrive late.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm having that problem right now. It was said 10 by 10 p.m. yesterday, and hello, it's 9 o'clock in the morning the next day.
What's that, Garrett?
So Amazon does this. Do they under-promise and over-deliver? Because most packages, they say, it'll arrive by 10 p.m., and more times than none, it arrives, sometime in the afternoon, so you feel happier that you got it before 10.
Airlines do that. They did last time I flew on one.
But your packages say, it comes at 10 o'clock, though, right? Delivered by 10 p.m.
Oh, always. Always.
Yeah, but airlines would say it's going to be an hour and a half flight, and it only takes an hour to get there. They're like, well, look what we did. We got you there ahead of time. Because you lied about the flight time. Here's one. I think some whiny person on our show was griping about this the other day. First world problems. You think you have one when someone doesn't change the toilet paper roll when they use it up?
Oh, that's my house. Was that me?
Okay, is that your big problem, Danielle?
It is. It drives me freaking crazy.
Another another first world problem we've had in the past year. Figuring out what to eat for every meal.
Yeah.
Can we believe we made that a problem?
Yeah. I can't believe it's a problem.
I open the fridge and stare at it. I'm like, what am I going
to
eat?
Not being able to wear most of the clothing in your closet.
Yeah. I just visit it from time to time. Yeah.
Talk to it.
Touch it.
Yeah. I can't fit in it anymore. Long delays when you get food delivered. Oh. What an awful problem. And finally, Netflix freezing or taking a long time to load.
That's annoying. It really is.
These are our first world problems, though.
I unplugged the TV.
If you would have looked at this list 2 years ago, you would have said, who the fuck is mad at this stuff?
Right.
I got something much worse than all of that, Elvis.
What's that,
Brian? Oh, God.
Well, last night we ordered from DoorDash, and we ordered Smash Burger, and I ordered a hamburger with tomato. And the tomato wasn't cored. So they sliced it, and it had the core in the tomato. But because it was DoorDash, I couldn't complain to them, and I couldn't complain to the store, and I was stuck not being able to complain, and I had the green part in my tomato.
Oh,
now you talk about problems. I rest my case.
You know who I feel bad for in all this is your poor family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you complain on the app? There's a spot there.
Scotty, don't ruin my bit, man.
Why are you complaining
about
a core in your tomato? Are you serious?
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, but you go to bite it, and you bite the part that's supposed to dig out. It was right in the slice.
Oh, that is a first world problem.
Thank you.
Could you find a world that's more first than that? No.
Nothing's worse than that. Nothing.
Jesus.
Mine is I have a room in my house that like can't connect to the internet. So I have a whole house that connects to the internet except for one room. So if I go to that room, I know I'm not getting internet. And then so Netflix doesn't work, or I have to go on my
phone. I would spend more time in that room so you people can't get in touch with me.
Right.
All right.
I tried to take a nap yesterday, so I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. That's why you couldn't get through.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I bought a case of bottled water, and I went to go put it on the shelf, and the bottles won't stand up because they barely use any plastic anymore, so the bottles were like tilting. It was the worst thing ever. I can't believe it. So I had to line all the bottles
up. Wait, hold on,
up.
Back up. That's the worst thing ever?
Ever.
It's a first world problem. The bottles.
You can't kill the environment the way you used to?
The water
Damn
bottles
it.
Won't stand up on their own.
Get a filter.
We really are spoiled little assholes.
Yep.
But everybody has those.
Spoiled little
Scotty,
assholes.
What's the solution?
That was one of my favorite shows on Netflix.
Spoiled little assholes?
I binged it,
Spoiled little assholes.
Binged every episode.
This is a ballet show, right?
That's what it was.
One of my favorites. I can't wait for season two.
All right. How much time do we have here? I don't think we're going to fill up our entire 15 minutes today. No. We just thought we'd get on here and bitch
That's
and
moan
and then goodbye.
I think
goodbye.
We've had enough bitching for one day.
And I think we've given them more in the past couple of days.
Yeah, we went over for sure some days. Yeah.
This is going to be a first world problem for the people watching and listening to this.
We're short.
Oh, my God. They didn't give me a full 15 minutes on the 15-minute morning show. Well,
with that said, have a beautiful day. We
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ta-da.
Toodaloo.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.